The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, she likes the Boston Red Sox. It's Professor Heather Hill.
And apparently I get to go to a game.
Yes.
Thanks to Professor Mayo.
I got tickets for Easter at dinner time. Like, what was I thinking? Easter?
Oh, and you assume that because I'm a heathen.
No, I did not. I assume because you're a heathen Red Sox fan that you'd be interested in seeing the Bo Sox
at Comerica
Park. It sounds like a great idea,
yes,
doesn't
thank
it?
An
you.
Easter dinner brat.
Ballpark.
I might even have a date.
Really?
Yeah.
To the game.
To the game.
Is it JD Martinez?
Oh.
Him again.
Oh, jeez. Ouch.
No.
No. I think I know somebody else who might want to go with me, who might be a Red Sox fan. So.
Well, this is the only time the Sox are coming to Comerica.
I know. So when you offered those tickets, I was like, whoa, baby, I know it's Easter, but, you know, let's hope that they can give us a Easter blessing.
That would be nice. It would be nice to win a few games.
And whoop the you-know-whats of the you-know-whos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, come on. I'm always a Tigers fan, except when it's the Red Sox.
Why would you say that in this environment? Why would you say that?
Can you let us win opening day? Can we have opening day?
Yes, absolutely.
Detroit's unofficial holiday.
Red Sox did not do well on opening day.
That's true.
We'll zip down right after Mass. He thinks that's hilarious.
No, I think it's funny because, listening to the voice of Professor Stephen Manning, when you said heathen, I thought Red Sox. I thought nothing having to do with religion.
No, no. I'm technically I'm not a heathen. Technically, I am Catholic, kind of. So.
Technically.
Yeah, but.
So, yes, I believe that Professor Stephen Manning just appreciates a good baseball game, frankly.
Yes, and so we may or may not have one on Sunday.
You're excited to watch the pitch clock count down every
I am,
seconds.
And you know the Red Sox, that was part of the Red Sox disaster yesterday.
That's right.
He was called out because of a pitch clock violation.
Right.
And apparently they were throwing the ball all over the place, and they vowed that, I think that, what was it I told you? We have to give up fewer walks, and then they proceeded to either tie or break the record for the number of walks given up on an opening day game.
Ay, caramba. Oof.
They did come back in the end, that's but rough. They still lost 10-9, and they started getting booed at Fenway
in the fourth inning of the first game.
It's going to be a long season.
Yeah. It's going to be a long season.
Yeah, that's okay. That's part of the fun, right?
I always debate whether I take the Boston or Detroit hat when we go to Comerica.
Cut them in half.
Take both,
yes.
Be prepared.
As the score changes, just keep switching hats.
No.
Go Boston, go Detroit.
There are usually a lot of Boston fans.
You'll show
there.
Up with a Padres hat just in case, right?
Absolutely.
Now that the plates are the size of pizza boxes.
That's right.
Or Dunkin' Donut boxes.
That's right.
Or Dunkin' Donut boxes. All right, let's let somebody
else speak. Speaking of seasons starting, I'm thinking of seasons ending, unfortunately. Oh. Dan, you got to be wrapping up curling now.
We are. I'm still alive in Wednesday and Thursday night playoffs. We won last night. Beat a rather good team.
Nice.
Good.
Dan.
No, it wasn't just me.
You called the demise prematurely.
So we'll see what happens. But next week is the last official week, and then we have our closing party over Easter weekend because we're all heathens at the club.
Oh, my God.
And you know what I learned about baseball working with people from New Hampshire?
Uh-oh.
They don't much care for Yankee fans.
And
that's really evident all the time.
Oh, man, I don't even know what to say about
that. We were on a call yesterday with our partners and the partner from Brazil. One of them was there. And our director just made I didn't know the background of this. Like, he was wearing a robot hat, but she said, well, at least you're not wearing a Yankees hat. Oof. And like a minute later, he was wearing a Yankees hat.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, did you stage this?
Oh, my God.
So, but there's a long story behind it, but it was funny because he, and it didn't go over well. I mean, it's really like, it's a bad thing. You don't want to talk about the Yankees.
You do not want to fool around with that.
So anyway, that's all I have to say.
Yes.
lived in Connecticut.
I did.
And what are your thoughts on Boston versus the Yankees?
The Mets is my answer to that.
They don't seem to have a hatred of the Mets.
No, no. So I just stepped out of that whole conversation and I said, am I going to root for Boston? I will root for Boston. Will I root for the Yankees? No, never. And if I have to pick a more local team, I'm going to go for the Mets.
Okay.
You know?
There you go.
Kind of go for the underdog.
I think that was the question I asked during her interview process. Yankees or Mets?
I remember
and
that.
She gave the right answer.
Mets.
Such diplomacy.
I know, right?
Sorry.
Otherwise, no, I'm totally kidding.
Professor Jim Tubbs is here with us.
Yes.
And we've used the word heathen three times, so can you use it four times in a sentence?
Speaking of heathens, I have a message to convey. Miss Diane Manica said to tell you all hello.
Oh,
I talked to her on the phone yesterday.
Oh, that's
she's
so
still
nice.
Enjoying, I think she said 79 degree weather in Mesa.
May the Gila monsters chase her down.
Mm-hmm. Well, while we were on the phone, the pest control people came. And I said, what kind of pests are they keeping out? Scorpions, bugs of various kinds. And I said, no rattlesnakes. I've never had a rattlesnake in my backyard or my garage or my carport or my
tarantulas.
Oh my gosh. Lizards.
I'm sending some out there then.
They do have little lizards. Oh, yes.
Lizards. Okay. Wow, that's quite an update there, Jim.
You probably know she has taken up piano.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, she's taking piano lessons.
Oh, I thought she was stealing pianos now. Okay. Right.
She's taking up pianos.
I'm weightlifting. I'm picking up pianos now.
Oh, my God.
Diane used to be in the education department.
Mm-hmm. Diane Manica.
Among other things.
Yep.
She's legendary.
Retired to Mesa, Arizona.
Nice.
That's why it's 79.
Okay.
Continuing around the table, we're able to be joined by guest panelists, Dean Jacqueline Barishka. Thanks for joining us again today.
Thanks for having
me. Second time on the show.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Brave, so brave.
So we know a little bit about your Mets allegiance. Okay, we can start.
So now we go NFL, whether it's Giants or Jets.
I mean, baseball is what we got right now. So
I have to say I'm a Tigers fan through and through.
Oh, good.
I'm
good.
From Detroit, born and bred,
right.
And that is the explanation for could never be a Yankees fan.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Professor Dave Chow is here. Who you got in the national championship?
I don't.
That's what I set you up for.
I have absolutely no vested interest in any of those.
Not even FAU? I mean, come on.
Nope. Right now, I'm just getting her for the Lions season, believe it or not. Oh, what am I thinking?
Are you drunk?
What are you thinking?
No,
they had a winning season last season.
I'm very optimistic.
I'm with you. Yes. I'm with you
it's
on this.
It's a building year
yes.
every year.
It is.
They
well,
are actually favored to win the division for the first time in a billion
that's
years.
That's right.
So,
I was
going
to pick
like
your
50.
Brain for who you had for the Cup playoffs this year. Who are you going to ride all the way to the end, you know?
I dare say Boston.
Oh, jeez. Are you a Bruins fan, too?
They will be.
Oh, jeez.
They will be.
Remind me sometime to tell you the story of the Boston Bruins lunchbox.
Oh, God.
But not right now.
Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Okay. Well, hey, my Medicine Hat Tigers made it to the playoffs, so mm-hmm. I'm following them. So
okay.
That helps.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
We saw a game. We had a game show question within the last week, the answer to which was...
Bobby Orr,
of course.
Who shot scored the goal from behind his own net. It was Bobby Orr.
Mm. Takes talent.
Must have been late in the game, and you know, when they pulled the goalie, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't imagine that
right.
not happening that way. But it was.
It could happen.
Of course.
I've seen worse.
We also have Professor Mara Livesey here from
a great sports fan in her own right.
Yes, she is. She has allegiances. You follow the Hornets, don't you?
Yeah. I'm maybe the most sports apathetic person you'll ever meet.
Oh,
I really don't care about sports ball.
But you like going to a good game every once in a while,
I
right?
enjoy a good game as long as there are others around me who I can kind of, you know, get their energy from, and then I'll care as much as they do.
Okay.
Mara's into full contact Monopoly. That's all.
Yes.
Absolutely. You try to take my money, you will regret it.
Major League, sorry. Uno. That's much better. All right, folks. Well, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways, emailing us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. Okie dokie. Dear professors, as your semester winds down, is that the way it works? Here is my meager contribution to your fine show. attached are 15 questions of an odd assortment of topics to challenge the professor's varied scope of knowledge. I'm hopeful there'll be fine fodder for discussion, ridicule, and inquiry.
Ooh. We have fodder, too.
Ridicule.
That sounds like a course I would want to teach. Discussion, ridicule, and inquiry.
Very poetic.
Thank you again for letting me be part of the show. This is, of course, our good longtime question sender, Beverly Hollis of Redmond, Washington. Thank you for sending these in.
Thanks, Beverly.
Okay, here we go. Who once said, "I believe in censorship. I made a fortune out of it." Great quote.
George Carlin?
No, but you're in the rule of comedy. I would go two generations or so backwards if I were you.
W.C. Fields?
Getting close.
Lenny Bruce?
Jack
Benny?
No.
It was actually a female performer.
Oh.
Fanny Bryce?
No.
No. Who are you thinking?
Joan Rivers?
I would do an accent, but I'm so sure I would screw it up. Yeah, I don't know.
What Phyllis Diller?
No.
Mae West?
No. It was Mae West.
Oh, Mae West. So she did make a fortune out of censorship. Yes, she did.
Nicely done.
I claim closeness.
Yeah, I did. I gave you closeness. Partial credit is what
Come up and see me sometime.
Come up and see.
What's that other
sometime?
Thing? What, I've been in more laps than napkins or something like that?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this one's going to make at least me, maybe others, throw up. What do actors Haley Joel Osment, Emma Stone, and performer Rihanna all have in common?
Birthday.
Close.
Birth year.
Yeah, they were all born in 1988.
Why is that making you throw up?
Because I feel old.
Ah. They're quite young compared to some in this room.
You feel old.
Yeah, Matt, come on.
Just because Jim Tubbs got the autographed Bible for his graduation, I mean, come on.
In what city was The Great Gatsby supposedly set in?
New York?
East Islip?
That's what I guess.
Was it Long Island?
It was on Long Island.
West.
Is it Westchester?
East Egg?
Okay, they have it as sort of compartmentalized the way that Jim saw it. Long Island and environs. One of the cities was called West Egg.
West Egg, that's right.
Yes. Long Island.
You got to say it right, though, Matt. It's got to be Long Island.
Yeah,
Long Island.
Yes. Long.
Sounding too much like a New Yorker now.
I know.
Yankees or Mets?
Still there.
Yeah, speaking of the Mets, I saw that Justin Verlander starting the season on the IL.
Yes.
Tragedy.
Used to be the DL. A change in everything.
Now it's the IL.
IL.
Which two U.S. cities are cited for being the birthplace of disco? This is actually, if you remember the old joke, the one blamed the other, and then the other blamed the one. So it's like no one wanted to acknowledge. Philly is one of them, that's right.
New York City?
And New York is the other. Yeah, exactly. Mm. They did not want to be the place where disco was.
That's great music.
Yeah.
It really is. Seems like it should have been Los Angeles, right?
It feels like it should have been.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which member of the Gilligan's Island cast was majored in chemistry in undergrad? Oh, my God.
Dawn Wells.
It was Dawn Wells. She was a chem major at Stevens College in Columbia, Missouri, and transferred to the University of Washington, where she graduated as theater, arts, and design.
Oh, wow.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, that's right. Dawn Wells, who played
Marianne.
Marianne. Yeah, that's right. Which Canadian province produces 70% of the world's supply of maple syrup?
Which what?
Quebec?
Which Canadian province?
Quebec or Ontario, for sure.
It's got to be Ontario. I'm going Ontario.
It's Quebec. Oh, okay. It's Quebec, yeah. But 70% is a lot of percent.
That's a lot of maple syrup.
That's a lot.
They have a lot of maple trees up there.
Yeah, I think lots of them.
That's in the whole world or Canada?
That's the whole world.
Oh. They produce 70% of the whole world.
70%.
And they're in competition with all of New England.
Yeah, that's right. True. However, that if you think about it, New England's kind of a postage stamp size compared to Quebec.
So.
I just recently read an article because they do it. They actually go with the spiles at this time of year up at Cranbrook, where my wife works, and actually try to collect a little bit. But when the little sapsicles freeze, which happens after major storms, there's a whole sapsicle society. Ooh, and then different species of trees have like background notes. It's like a fine wine, and you snap them off the tree and you eat them. Mm-hmm. That's wild to me.
I think that's amazing. The gentleman across the street from me actually had tap in his backyard.
Really?
We got nice. A small bottle of maple syrup from our neighborhood.
We have two neighbors who do the same thing.
Talk about local food.
Takes a lot of sap to
talk about fresh.
A little syrup.
A syrup sommelier. I see.
There you go.
It takes a lot of sap to make a little syrup.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is awesome. People born in Puerto Rico are called Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
People in Japan are called Japanese. What are the people of Madagascar referred to as?
Madagascs.
That's not what it says.
Those people?
Madagascanians.
Madagascians.
Madagascites.
Madagascarans.
I was waiting for someone to say Madagascanders.
Leave it to Dave. The worst option.
It's like Michiganians, Michiganders.
I thought about
Madgers.
That.
It is not. It is not. I don't even know how to give a clue. It starts with an M. Like, that's pretty good.
Mara's people.
Oh. It's only one letter off. Malagasy.
The Malagasy
people of Madagascar.
Malagasy.
Okay.
I'm putting a big X over that one.
Okay.
It's a fail for us.
Yes.
Can we fact check that, please?
Yes. We'll just, the voice of God will fact check it while we're
get the crack team.
Yep. Professors, where would one find Urquhart Castle with a U and a Q? Urquhart
in Scotland. Castle.
But where?
Glasgow.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. No, it's in
Aberdeen.
It's in the Highlands, I believe.
Oh.
In the Highlands.
In the Highlands.
Near Fort William?
No, that's not what it says.
Go, Jim. You're on a roll.
Yeah, come on.
It overlooks.
Oh, is it on the Isle of Skye?
No, that's not what it says. It overlooks a very famous body of water.
Loch Ness.
It's Loch Ness.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's by Inverness.
Okay.
Inverness.
We're giving it to you, Jim.
Ness
not
Scottish.
Dan.
I think
sorry,
you did.
Dan.
Well, it's on the other side of the Highlands.
There we go.
Over the mountains.
Dan.
There we go. You're killing it, Dan.
Professor Sean, what TV show would you find the character Esther Winfield Anderson?
Oh, Sanford and Son.
Sanford and Son.
Oh,
it's classic
Esther.
TV.
Esther.
Hold on, Esther. I'm coming.
She was one of my favorite characters.
Oh, she was great.
Did you ever hear about her background prior to that? She was a fire performer.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, she was a fire performer back in vaudeville.
You're kidding.
There's a picture of her like rolling hot steaks across her body.
Whoa.
Cool.
What the heck?
Wow.
And her
that
and
sounds me. Made up.
I'll find the picture.
Good.
Fact check.
She could sure give it to Fred Sanford.
Yeah, let's fact check that.
Between her and Red Fox, those
we're
two.
Very critical today.
And that purse.
Oh, it was the purse.
The purse.
And then she'd hit him with the purse.
Oh, God.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Talk about heathens.
Yesterday at my youngest son's grade school, kindergarten through five. It was the last day of reading month, right? March is reading month. Mm-hmm. So everybody had to come dressed as a literary character, and they had a nice little parade around the school. It was actually quite cute. And the groups of teachers in each grade tried to pick something that was themed together. So like the fifth grade teachers for my son were all characters from Peter Pan. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I just was shocked to see, like, I mean, they're really pushing the definitions here. There was some, like, you know, comic book characters. And I'm like, okay. But this is along the same lines. Think of these actors: Will Ferrell, Robert De Niro, Jack Elam, Phil Hartman, David Prowse, Bela Lugosi, Glenn Strange, and Peter Boyle have all played, not at the same time, but this iconic literary character.
Dracula.
Frankenstein.
Hamlet.
It's the Frankenstein monster.
Peter Boyle. Yeah. Young Frankenstein.
Oh.
And I didn't see any like classic literature in the background,
Peter.
You know?
Yeah.
He said Will Ferrell.
He said Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell, yeah.
He played Frankenstein?
Where did he play Frankenstein?
I think it was in one of them parody
probably
films.
Probably a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm trying to remember, who was that one bit that, they had Tonto, Frankenstein, and Tarzan, remember?
Oh yeah, because they all...
No, but that was it Kevin
really
Neal? No, that was Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman, yeah. Hartman plays Phil Hartman here.
Yeah, they do the Christmas carols with those three.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Awkward moving jaw.
Back when SNL was fun.
One more time, Heather, do it.
Oh my God.
That's going to be my new ringtone for Heather.
I have to shed a tear for Phil Hartman there. That's true. Very, very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. What retail store started out as a specialty store in 1966 called Sound of Music? That's like
Well, Harmony House?
No, it wasn't Harmony House. A little more national than Harmony House. Yeah.
Was it a music store?
Tower Records?
It was known for selling a lot of music. They don't do it that much anymore. They barely exist.
What?
Their store colors are yellow and blue.
Best Buy.
Best Buy started as a music store called
Harmony Music. Oh, you're kidding. Yep. Huh. Music store. Yeah, they don't sell much of that anymore.
When I had a couple folks, they came over from the Netherlands when I was in grad school, sort of as like a six-month grad student exchange. The only store they wanted to go to was Best Buy, and the only thing they wanted to do was buy music. I mean, at that time, it was a great place for CDs, but not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah. I used to buy a lot of CDs there, but not lately.
I miss Sam's Jams. Yes. That was my place.
Professors, what are Jammy Dodgers? Jammy Dodgers.
Why is this familiar to me?
Yeah,
naked children who do slippers? Not want to put on their pajamas.
Dodging wearing the PJs.
It has nothing to do with wearing clothing.
Oh, my gosh.
Some nudist colony thing now? What's going
Jammy
on?
Dodgers.
Jammy Dodgers.
Something about preserves.
Is it food?
It does have something to do with preserves.
Preserves.
Partial
Dodgers.
Credit.
Dodgers.
Dodgers.
Dodgers. Something in LA.
English muffins?
They're definitely English, so I'm looking in the direction of the English professor. Crumpets? They're not crumpets.
Scones.
They're
not scones.
No. Biscuits.
Wait, they are biscuits, but something very special about the biscuits.
Prasad's biscuits.
Jam biscuits.
Oh. I mean,
biscuits and jam.
We pretty much figured it out. Mm. It's when you take two biscuits, two cookies,
sandwich?
And put jam in the middle, and then, that's a jammy dodger.
That's a jammy dodger.
That's why I'm vaguely familiar from Bake Off, then.
Oh, from Bake Off, of course.
I was thinking the same thing. It wasn't a double biscuit, though. It was a layer of jam with... Maybe it did have marshmallow and chocolate on top.
Oh, like a s'mores?
Maybe. Mm. They did something similar.
I like jam and
this.
Trifle. Mm, that's good.
I'll look that up at the break. I don't want to be filmed looking at Google while I...
Wow.
Oh,
that's a fluffer.
We'll never hear the end of it.
Peanut butter in between two Ritz crackers.
Mm, yeah, that sounds...
What do these companies make? Stewart & Sons, Parsons... Pearl River, Borgato, Yamaha, Steinway.
Pianos.
Yes. Gave a little bit too much away there at the end.
Last one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which British Prime Minister had a longer term? Margaret Thatcher, Tony Blair, or David Cameron?
Thatcher.
Do you think you can say you're correct by how much versus the others?
Well, she was in for 11.
It says 11 years.
Oh, 11 years.
It says 11 years. Yeah.
She was elected same time Reagan was.
She was
80 to 91.
Yeah.
Tony
Blair was 10. David Cameron was 6. I really don't know my British prime ministers that well. So it's just the way it is. How many places in the United States have a city named Clawson?
At least Michigan.
At least one
in Michigan. There's one.
Places in the United States have a city named Clawson.
Oh, man.
I always bring up Clawson.
Two?
I mean, you're close. It's
like
three.
Five? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's only three?
Who are the others?
One in Idaho.
Clawson, Idaho.
There's one in Utah.
That's depressing.
Of course, there's one close by to us. There is also, Beverly tells us, Long Clawson, a village in England.
Clawson.
That's it. They got to start carrying our show.
You have your Jamie Dodgers there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline, my go-to, like, faraway place from where we're sitting is always Clawson, so I think that was inserted as...
remember, that's where Jim was going to retire. So.
No.
he's going to fly there, remember? You're going to fly to Clawson.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it's time for us to move into the world of the Burroughs family imponderables.
Brace yourselves.
Consider here. Steady. So we're just going to go... We're going to go straight for who's your favorite character... From Peanuts. I think that's a reasonable question to ask. Why is that?
Schroeder, because of the piano.
The piano. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Great. Okay. Great response.
Snoopy.
Dan?
Yeah,
come
Snoopy.
On. What?
Snoopy. He's a bit of a smart ass. So.
Yeah. See, I thought for sure you were going to go Charlie Brown.
Mm. I would have said him, yes. But I went with Snoopy.
But right. When you look in the mirror, you see Charlie Brown.
Thanks, Jim.
Poor
jeez.
Dan. Poor Dan.
Just when I was feeling good about myself.
There goes Dan's self-esteem.
Great man.
Here comes more therapy.
What's the female character's name who's stereotyped?
Lucy.
In like
Lucy. Or Peppermint Patty. Or
definitely
Marcy.
Lucy. Like the she's like, you know, the stereotypical know-it-all.
Yes.
Yes, that's she the is. One.
The psychiatric she booth.
Yeah. 100%. Exactly. Love her.
Exactly.
Yep.
Oh,
5 cents.
I don't know.
Ooh. Big Pen?
You're not like a Peanuts fan?
No, I vote Snoopy.
I'm just listening to other people. Oh, okay. I'm just sort of...
Charlie Brown gets tricked too often by
he
Lucy.
He gets tricked by her.
That's why I like Lucy.
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
How about the teacher?
Everything.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
wah.
There you go.
Favorite character.
Yeah. Very nice.
What about like a Linus? Very I mean, I'm surprised nice. No one went for Linus.
Oh, Linus.
Yeah. I would have said
security blanket.
How about Peppermint Patty?
Peppermint Patty. What's up, Chuck?
She's pretty feisty.
What's up, Chuck?
See, I always like Linus because he was always like the everyman, always hopeful.
Yes. Yes.
You know, nice. Waiting for the great pumpkin. Always optimistic. Always pie in the sky.
Yep. Sally.
Oh, wanted real estate, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I want is
all
what's
I want
coming,
is coming
to,
coming
to
all
me.
All I want is my fair share.
My fair share. That's all I want. If my list is indecipherable, just...
Snoopy.
Oh, okay.
Snoopy's a disruptor.
Yeah, he is.
He's
he is
always
a disruptor.
Disrupting. And then he just goes and chills on his doghouse and
how
relaxes.
Does balance,
and...
How does he balance on that thing?
Very carefully.
Okay. Very, very
he's
carefully.
A dog.
Yeah. And he won the Christmas decoration competition.
Yep. That's right.
True.
That's exactly right.
Our dog is not unlike
Snoopy.
In what sense?
Arrogant,
disruptive,
does whatever
arrogant.
The heck he
he's
wants.
He's pretty disruptive. Yeah.
Is he a disruptor?
Disruptive.
Oh,
he's
a disruptor.
Oh, I was waiting. Yeah, he can cook. Oh.
This no. is perhaps my semi-annual chance to remind everybody to go look up the very first published Peanuts cartoon because it is my absolute favorite. The actual strip was Charlie Brown walking by in the background and two kids in the front going, good old Charlie Brown, good old Charlie Brown, good old. How I hate him. That's the very first.
Oh,
I mean, that was
God.
That was oh, the '60s right there in a nutshell. That's
ooh,
all I have
terrible.
To say. Isn't that it's everything's awful. Out of focus in that cartoon? Look, we have a couple minutes left, so I'm going for another one of the imponderables.
What?
Perhaps oh. something a little more food adjacent.
What like favorite Marmaduke character or something like that?
No.
Oh.
How about favorite donut?
Oh,
donut.
Watch everybody start talking about this one. I'm doing old-fashioned, but I'm never going to get them sour cream style the way I got them from Dutch Girl. They're never going to be able to get them again.
It's correct. A good choice. There's correct. A donut place in Dearborn that sells donuts called Yum Yums. They are like fried Danish. They are mind-blowingly good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, next time I'm in Dearborn, I'll bring some.
There we go.
Okay, done.
Yum Yums.
I have to say, a Krispy Kreme regular glazed.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's just
nice
just
and warm,
hard
right?
to top. Yep, nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to go blueberry punchki from Hemtramck.
Ooh.
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 Nice.
Punchki's
if punchkis count, we're in different territory
it, I'm just
there.
It out there.
I'm with you. I do the glazed from the same place.
No, it's just never going to see him again.
Nope.
Heather.
I like simple glazed donuts, but my grandmother used to make plain homemade ones.
Ooh.
Oh, that's my nice. Mom used to make those. They were amazing.
With the basket, and she'd pull them out, and I've never had another.
Professors, I'm so sorry to report that we are out of time, but we are definitely having fun. So the time has come to say goodbye, Mara.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Jacqueline.
See you later.
Jim.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.